Trump vows to be a president for all Americans in convention speech. Milwaukee, former President Donald Trump took the stage on the final night of the Republican National Convention to accept his party's nomination for the presidency for a third time. The discord and division in our society must be healed. As Americans, we are bound together by a single fate and a shared destiny, the former president said. We rise together. Or we fall apart. I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America, because there is no victory in winning for half of America. The speech, which ran about 90 minutes, often punctuated by applause and cheers, emphasized expanding the Republican coalition as a means of unifying the country. A rectangular white bandage covered the wound on his right ear from the recent assassination attempt as he spoke about his vision for the country, contrasting his achievements while in office with President Joe Biden's record. Recounting the assassination attempt. Before delving into that political vision, former President Trump described his experience on July 13. In subdued tones, the former president told of being struck on the right ear shortly after beginning his speech, then seeing blood after touching his hand to his here ear. There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet, in a certain way, I felt very safe, because I had God on my side, he said. The former president went on to praise the Secret Service members on duty that day and the crowd, which remained calm rather than stampeding toward the exits. Senator Steve Daines had opened the evening's program with a reminder that we were just a quarter of an inch away from having a memorial service instead of a nominating convention. And we thank God here tonight for protecting President Trump. I stand before you only because of the grace of Almighty God, the Republican nominee said. He acknowledged Corey Comprator, a bystander who was killed while using his own body to protect his family. He also named the two others who were badly wounded, but now recovering. Before proceeding with the speech, the former president called for a moment of silence in honor of Mr. Comprator. The attack made former President Trump more determined than before to carry on his campaign, he said. Our resolve is unbroken, and our purpose is unchanged, to deliver a government that serves the American people, he said. Softer tone. Former President Trump's demeanor and delivery were noticeably more subdued than in his stump speeches. He abandoned his planned speech for the convention and wrote this one personally after the assassination attempt, putting finishing touches on it the morning of July 18, according to a source familiar with the campaign. He also spent a good portion of the speech, including the entire description of the shooting, off-script. Tara Krochenfels, an Iowa Trump campaign volunteer, feels that the near-death experience changed the party's leader. I feel like his eyes have changed. He softened. I think he can feel the love of everybody even stronger, the mother of 12 said, adding that he is perhaps more grateful than ever to be alive. The former president spent several minutes acknowledging the support of family members, including his wife, Melania, who was in attendance for the first time during this convention, and longtime friends and supporters including Terry Bollea, better known as Hulk Hogan, and musician Kid Rock. President Trump had a near-death experience, no question, said religious leader Franklin Graham. When we go through those experiences, it changes us. Promised changes. The former president warmed to a familiar list of subjects as he began to describe his vision, becoming more animated at some points. Under our leadership, the United States will be respected again. No nation will question our power. No enemy will doubt our might, he said, promising to lead the country into no new wars and quickly resolve the conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza. We will soon be a great nation again, he said. The candidate pledged an administration guided by vision, strength, and common sense. He decried the influx of illegal immigrants into the country, saying, "Americans are being squeezed out of the labor force and their jobs taken." He added that minority populations were most affected by the problem. Inflation has wiped out the life savings of our citizens and forced the middle class into a state of depression and despair, he said. Referring to the Republican platform, a brief document that identifies 20 action items, the former president promised swift action to address immigration, inflation, crime, and other policy areas. That includes lowering prices by increasing energy production, lowering taxes to spur economic growth, and reallocating money intended for green energy projects to infrastructure. If elected, former President Trump stated several actions that would be taken on the first day of his second administration. Those included ending electric vehicle mandates and securing the southern border. Thanks to these and related actions, the former president said, under my plan, incomes will skyrocket, inflation will vanish, jobs will come roaring back, and the middle class will prosper like never before. The former president brought up God on several occasions. If the events of last Saturday make anything clear, it is that every single moment we have on earth is a gift from God, he said. We have to make the most of every day for the people and country we love. After he concluded his remarks, the Trump family joined him on the stage as thousands of red, white, and blue balloons descended on the arena. Nathan Worcester and Lawrence Wilson contributed to this story.